Bhaktivedanta Swami Memorial Park. Originally, this belonged to some Goswamis from Radharaman Temple, and they were just selling it off. They divided it up into plots, and they were just selling it up to make another housing development. Just like from the Krishna Balaram tree, if you go straight a little ways, then you come to a fence colony. Defense colony in Delhi. So this is a big province, so this is a fence colony. If this is Vrindavan, should be trees. Van means forest. So instead of van, now we have grihas everywhere. Everybody's chopping tree and building griha. So somehow or other we saved this place. Even many plots had already been sold. They had to go and find out those persons and beg them and plead with them and somehow buy those plots back from them even. So somehow or other they saved this place. And here you will find almost 24 tamal trees are growing on this plot. Just like this tree over here, this is tamal tree right here. These two trees just by the house here, these are tamal trees. These two small ones, this big one right behind me, this is also tamal tree. And then, back over here there's so many tamal trees. This is a great big one, just behind this broken down temple, there's a big tamal tree. On the very corner, you'll see something very interesting. Because there's a huge old kadamba tree. Do you have any kadambas here also? No.
What is this tree? In front?
I don't know what this one is, actually.
There are several like that. This one, those two ones.
But on the very, very corner, there's a huge old kadamba tree. Now this kadamba flower, he's very, very dear to Lord Krishna, because just around end of the hot season and beginning of rainy season, then they come. A little ball like this, with so many little flowers, and just golden color, just like Srimati Radhika. So this is very dear to Lord Krishna because it reminds him of Srimati Radharani. And this tamal tree, you see, he's very dear to Radharani because you see he's blackish. You especially see this one here, he's very black. And always crooked. So when gopis are mad and ecstatic love and tears of frame are falling in their eye and they cannot see, they just see some blackish curved form is there, so they embrace these tamal trees. So they're very, very dear to Radharani and all the gopis. Now, somehow or other, you see one tamal tree and a kadamba tree growing together, then that is just like getting darshan of Radha and Krishna. So right in this very, very far corner here, you'll have to go, we can't see from here. There's tamal tree and kadam growing side by side. On Brajmandaprakam, when we come to one place, what is that? No, don't. From Kamivan to Barsana, there's one. Sunera ka karam kandi. There's one Sunera ground nearby. Just before we get to Sunera, then there's Karam Kandi. Very beautiful little valley behind the hills, secret hidden place. Somebody's shaking their head, they've been there. And there's one little kund. You have been? Yeah. So there's one kund there. In the corner of that kund, there's one tamal tree and kadamba tree just completely intertwined together like that. Just like Radha and Krishna embracing.
I also heard someone tell me, I don't know if it's true, they also because the tamal leaves are very, very soft, like Krishna's cup, for some other reason, reminds of Krishna, that tree.
I don't know. I use that example because many places in the different Goswami writings and in Srimad Bhagavatam, this word Pallava comes. And Pallava means just, sometimes people are translating as twig. But real meaning means this leaf, this freshly grown leaf. When the tamal tree, you see now these are old leaves, they're about to fall off. This cold season they fall off, and then in spring again they come back like anything. So when the new ones come out, they're just very, very soft. So that example I've used, I assume that also may be reason that it's dear to Radharani, because it touch of those very, that Pallava, very soft leaves. Anyway, today we got all the way up to Ral and Vasati, which are on the way towards Govardhan. So after visiting Bahulavan and visiting this Chatikara, Ral, Vasati, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we headed towards Govardhan Hill. And he was just going along the way chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So someone mentioned that now we've come to Aritagram. So as soon as Mahaprabhu heard this sound, Aritagram, then he came back. He was just lost in ecstasy. He immediately came back to his external consciousness. He said, this is Aritagram. So immediately he began asking everyone, where is Radhakund and Shyamakund? Now why, by hearing this sound, Arita, he was thinking of Radhakund and Shyamakund? Because that Aritagram, original name was Aristagram, named after one very famous asura, Aristasura. So somebody may be asking, what does Aristasura have to do with Radhakund and Shyamakund? We thought this is a very sweet place. And actually, there's no doubt, Radhakund is most sweet place. But very interesting history connected with Aristasura. It just so happens that Krishna was just getting ready for a rasa dance. He just put on his nice Pitambara dhoti, just like we met this fellow yesterday, Pitambara Das. Pitambara means this yellow, bright yellow dhoti, Pitambara. And his best crown with peacock feather is all ready to go. When he heard that this Aristasura had come. And Aristasura was just going around tearing up the ground. His tail was high in the sky in the clouds. He was ripping up everything. The even describes, everyone was so upset, the wives of the cowherds were having miscarriages. All types of terrible things were happening. So Krishna became very angry when he heard this news and he saw that Aristasura demon. When that Aristasura demon came before him, he said, you rascal, why are you disturbing the inhabitants of Braj? Because these Brajavasis, they're very dear to Krishna. He says, these Brajavasis are my pran, my very life. So why are you disturbing them? You fool. So now I'm going to finish you off. And what did he do? He leaned on one of his cowherd boyfriends. He just insulted his Aristasura like anything. And then just to show that he didn't care for him at all, he just leaned his arm on one of his he put his arm around one of his cowherd boyfriends and just sat there looking at this Aristasura. What are you going to do? Completely nonchalant. So at that point, that Aristasura, he snorted and put his head down and he charged. So Prabhupada explains Krishna is very intelligent. He knows the way to control bull is by the horn. So when that Arisasura came, he just plucked him by the horns and threw him, just like a piece of cotton. Just like in Nectar of Devotion, when it's describing Krishna's qualities, then one of those qualities is strong. So there is given, Rupa Goswami gets the quote that one of the gopis said, just see, this Dhritarashtra, he was big and strong, just like a mountain. Very powerful and big and strong like a mountain. But Krishna picked him up by the horns and just threw him, like he was a piece of cotton. So lots of things are here in this Dhritarashtra Leela. Huh? Because it describes all the 64 qualities and the examples are given. So the example of strength is specifically mentioned. Second thing mentioned is how he lifted Govardhan Hill. But first thing is, he says he just picked up this Dhritarashtra and threw him like a piece of cotton. So then, that Dhritarashtra demon, he got up. He was covered with sweat. He was snorting. He again put his head down. He again charged. This time Krishna again grabbed him by the horns and whirled him around and threw him on the ground. Boom! Then he kicked him. Just like, you know, if you have a wet sponge, you know, and you kick on it, you know. Because, man, he's a big fat bull, you know, so he's, you know, fatty, you know. So you kick on it, it's like a wet sponge. Boom, boom. Then what did he do? He whipped out one of those horns of that Dhritarashtra. And just smashed him, pow, 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 with that horn. And then he just vomited blood and he passed stool and urine profusely. In Srimad Bhagavatam, they translated this, profusely passing stool and urine. And he very painfully entered the abode of death. Oh, one thing we forgot. Not only he put his arm on that cowherd boy, but after when that Dhritarashtra started to charge, first thing what did Krishna do? It's described in Nectar of Devotion that one of Krishna's other qualities is meticulous dresser. So as soon as he saw this Dhritarashtra was about to charge, the first thing he did was he adjusted his belt, his sash, you know, his nice yellow dhoti and this little red sash. So he's meticulous dresser, so he wanted to be dressed very nice. He tugged. Tightened up his belt, you know. And what did he do? Thirsty. I don't know if you've seen in India when the wrestlers, they get ready to fight, you know, then they... The Krishna tightened up his belt, very meticulous dresser, and he flogged his arms like this, and then he just put his arm on the shoulder of a friend. Like that. Another one of Krishna's qualities is clever. So the example is given there that just see this Krishna, he's, because clever means he is able to accomplish many different things. That is clever. So he's composing nice songs to please the cowherd boys. At the same time, he's giving pleasure to the cows. At the same time, the gopis' eyes get great pleasure by seeing him. At the same time, he's fighting demons like this Dhritarashtra. Like that. In this way, Krishna is accomplishing so many different things with so many different types of persons. Therefore, he's clever. So this Dhritarashtra Leela, many different things are coming here. So, before we go on, we'll discuss something about this Dhritarashtra. Where is he? Page 53. Oh, I was thinking yesterday, we were discussing Lord Balaram's muscle. How he's got one is the plow for... Because he's preparing the ground for planting the Bhakti Lata bead. This musal, what do you do with it? We describe, what is the purpose of that musal? That is for husking the rice. You know, because that rice, he's got some husk. One time on Brajamanda Prakam, I saw that time, that's just when the rice is just getting ripe. And sometimes, just like now, the wheat is there, so a little bit later, wheat will come. One of my favorite things is just to just chew on the green wheat. It's very nice and sweet. So I thought maybe I can do the same thing with the rice. So I pulled off some grains from the rice and just threw them like that with a husk in my mouth. Oh, it is a horrible thing. It's not at all like wheat. This false pride of irreligion, or the false pride of cheating religion, and complete negligence. Where these cheaters, they're completely negligent of bhakti. They present so many useless things, but never bhakti. So this Aristasur, he was very proud, and he was neglecting bhakti. Instead, he was attacking Krishna. So due to their contaminated condition, they show disrespect to the process of pure devotional service to Krishna. So we find out from Garga Samhita, also in Padma Purana, I think also something is there. In his past life, he was a Brahmin named Bharatantu. Bharatantu was a great jnani. And we know these jnanis, they always neglect devotional service. So he was a great jnani, and his spiritual master's name was Brihaspati. So what did he do? One time he sat down, and he was just sticking his legs out towards his spiritual master. Just like we have heard millions of times, we're listening to Prabhupada's japa tape. Sit properly. Because you sit with your foot towards spiritual master, your legs in funny way, like that. This is improper. So he was just sitting, just like you see Bull, when he lies down, he just sticks his legs out. So this Brihaspati said, you're just sitting there like a bull, so you become a bull. So here it says he took birth as a bull in East Bengal. Somehow he came all the way here just to attack Krishna. East Bengal is very far away, as Bangladesh. So this is that Aristasura, one of those anarthas we have to get free from out of our heart. We're getting there. We're getting there. First we have to discuss him, then, because that's the first thing. When Mahaprabhu heard Arista, then he said all about this Arista story. So, then what happened? After Krishna, he was all dressed up for Rasa dance. He had pulled his belt very tightly. He finished off this Aristasura. So then he invited the gopis, now let us go for Ras. Radharani said, we can't be associated with you. You have killed a bull. That is a big pup. You know pup? Not your father. The little girl, she's confused. No, papa means sin. That is a big pup. You've made a big sin. How we can be associated with such a person as you? Then Krishna said, so what do I have to do? How I can get free from this sin? So Radharani, she consulted with all her companions. They said, you will have to take birth in all the sacred waters of the universe. And Krishna said, that will take a long time. How I can be disassociated from you for so long? Even one moment I can't bear. He said, I will call all sacred tears of universe here in one place. And Gopi said, oh Krishna, don't try to fool us. We don't believe in your magic. Said, no, I will call them, you'll see. And he called. And all the first what he did was he took his foot and he stomped a big depression in the ground with his right foot. Then he called and all the sacred rivers personified came. And said, Krishna, you see? He said, well, how do we know who they are? So Krishna told you each, give your introduction, chant your mantra, and pour your water in the kund. So all of them came forward, they gave their introduction. Then I am Godavari, I am Narmada, I am Sarasvati, Kuru Jangala, like that. I am the saltwater ocean, I am the Dahi ocean, whatever. They chanted their mantra, and then they poured their water in the kund. So this took a long time. All of them were there. This is going on a long time, till very late at night. Almost midnight has come now. So then Krishna, because he saw everyone had come in front of the gopis, they told their name, they gave their mantra, they poured their water, and then Krishna, he jumped in and took his bath. So then he invited gopis that now you come in the water, let us enjoy together water pastime. Ranarai said, how we can come in this water? It is contaminated with your sin. Now one thing, we should not misunderstand that by bathing in the water of all the sacred tears of the universe, that Krishna became purified. Actually what happened was all the sacred tears became purified because Krishna bathed in them. We should not make this mistake, to think, oh, that Krishna had to get purified. And even there was some argument was there also, because Krishna, Radharani told that this is a big pop, and Krishna, no, that was a demon. That was not a bull, that was a demon in the form of a bull. He said he may have been in the form of a bull, but he was a demon. Just like we're also studying in Srimad Bhagavatam, but she told, we heard from Purnamasi about this Vritrasura. We're reading every day about this Vritrasura. He said he was a demon, but he was a Brahmin, so that Indra, he got reaction. He may have been a demon, but he was in the form of a Brahmin. He killed a Brahmin, he got reaction. Purnamasi told us. We heard. Purnamasi's the guru of all the Vrishbasis, so guru has told. So he may have been a demon, but he was in the form of a bull. You have killed the bull. So anyway, they said, we can't come in this water. We'll make our own kund. So on the other side, there was some place where Vrishtasura had dug his hoof into the ground, made a big hole. So Radharani, she broke her bangle, her kankan. Kankan means bangle, this golden bangle. And she began to dig. All the gopikas, they broke their bangles and they began to dig. Now 4 or 5 kartiks ago, they emptied out the kund and we came there on that day. We saw it in the middle, there's a little kankan kund. So in mud up to our calves, we were circumambulating that nice black mud. We were circumambulating this kankan kund and taking some water from that kankan kund on our heads. It was very sweet. Next day, the next party went on Prikama. They'd already started filling with water, because water, we saw, water was flowing from every direction anyway. There's so many springs in Radhakund. Water was coming from, they were just pumping out and pumping out. So that day, they finished the cleaning. Next day, when the devotees came, Kankan Kund was already gone, covered up. So just somehow, we came by Krishna's grace, or Radharani's grace, on that day. So they dug this kund in the middle. And Krishna came, he said, this very nice kund, but it hasn't got any water in it. Why don't you bring some water from my kund? No, we don't want anything from your kund. He said, I will send all my millions of sakis all the way up to Manasi Ganga with billions of water pots. We'll bring water from Manasi Ganga and we will have our own water in our kund. But Krishna, he doesn't like to see even bead of perspiration come on Radharani's face. He never likes to see her work hard. So he signaled all of those sacred rivers personified. They took one form and they went before Srimati Radhika. And they prayed that we thought perfection of life was to be associated with the feet of Sri Krishna. But now we can see that Sri Krishna, he is worshipping your feet. He's in the greatest ecstasy when he can serve your lotus feet and paint them with lakh. And if he can satisfy those, he's very pleased and happy. So now we can understand that actually to be associated with your lotus feet, that is the perfection of life. So first Radharani, she was suspicious, you know, because he was coming from Krishna's side. But when she heard these beautiful prayers, he was singing so many other prayers like that. Then she said, all right, what do you want? Prabhupada said, this is the secret for preaching. If you want to preach, then first you praise somebody 50 times. Oh, my dear sir, you are so sweet, you are so intelligent, you have nice job, you have nice children, you have nice house, you have nice car, you have nice education, you've been to the best schools. You just preach him 50 times, praise him 50 times. Then you say, all right, what do you want? So like that, Radharani said, all right, what do you want? So he told, we want to come in your kund. So Radharani, from the corner of her eye, she sort of glanced at Krishna and smiled. She couldn't understand. So she said, all right. So then immediately they broke through the wall of that. Here comes Aristasura now. As Prabhupada said, this tractor, he's the killer of the bull. As soon as you have tractor, then you have no more need of bull. When you have no more need of bull, then you'll think he's a burden. What the use of him? Then you'll send him, like here they don't allow. But they, so they send to Bengal, because Bengal somehow or other is Mahaprabhu's place, but still they have no law against cow killing. So they export them. So this is Aristasura. So you have no need of bull, then you will kill him. This is a big pop. So they broke through the wall. You'll see, if you go to Radhakund and Shyamakund, you can see there's place underneath the steps. If you look, you'll see there's a little place. Actually, when they were cleaning out the kund, that time... Who was that? There was one president of... Kripanidhi. Kripanidhi and myself, we were running back and forth, because that was completely empty. We were running back and forth between that... We're probably some of the only ISKCON devotees who got chance to run back and forth between the two kunds and that little... passage between the two kunds. We were just going back and forth and laughing hysterically. It was so ecstatic. So they immediately entered into Radharani's kund. So then, Radharani, Krishna, he smiled and he looked at Radharani's kund. He said, your kund is very beautiful. And this will always be my favorite kund. And its glories will exceed my kund. Just like they're both in the same place, but you never hear anybody say, I'm going to Shyamakund today. I'm going to take the bus to Shyamakund today. What did we say? We said, we're going to Radhakund. Yeah? Both are there, but everybody says Radhakund. In name of the town, police station, post office, everything Radhakund. This is your kund will exceed the glories of my kund. And Radharani, she told that your kund is also very beautiful. I will always come and take bath here. And anyone who takes bath in your kund, he will please me very much. So in this way, these two kunds, Prabhupada describes, they're overflowing with Krishna consciousness. They're overflowing with Krishna consciousness. They're actually non-different from Radha and Krishna. Just like now in our conditioned state, we cannot approach Radha and Krishna. Very difficult. So how do we approach? First we have to... We can't. Only by mercy of spiritual master, only by mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, we can approach. But they have manifest in these two kunds, we can immediately approach. They're non-different. They're filled with the ecstatic prema of Radha and Krishna. They're non-different from Radha and Krishna, this Radha kund and Shyama kund. It says, did I bring my book? That the topmost place, best place is Vaikuntha, because that is beyond this material existence. And in Vaikuntha, the topmost place is this Mathura Mandal, because that is where Lord Krishna appears. In this Mathura Mandal, the best place, that is Vrindavan, because there Krishna performs his Ras Leela and so many wonderful pastimes. And in Vrindavan, the best place, highest place, is Govardhan, because that Govardhan is non-different from Krishna, and there Krishna performs very intimate pastimes with Radharani. That we'll hear later when we do Govardhan Prakama. So, and on Govardhan, the topmost place is this Radhakund. This is the topmost place. Sometimes people think, nowadays there's many persons who try to tell us that Barsana is the topmost place. That is living place of Radharani. Definitely, of course, all of these places are topmost, there's no doubt. But still, all of these places, just like Gokul, it is filled with this Vatsaliras, especially. These Nandagram and Barsana places. But Radhakund is exclusively Madhurya Ras. No other rasa is there, even the cowherd boys, only very, very special Madhumangal Sridham, very, very special car, but even then, in the most, they have to stay in the Shamakunsai. They can't come in the Radhakunsai. They have to stay in Shamakunsai. Even this Vrindavan, that is why Radharani left this Rasa dance. Because here in the Vrindavan, so many classes of gopis were there. These Vishichari gopis, those gopis, those rishis who were in Dandakaranya forest, they were worshipping Gopal and they saw Lord Ram and they were so attracted. He said, no, I can't. No, but we want to have conjugal rest. No, not in this next one, next incarnation. So they took, those are Rishichari gopis, all the Srutis, they also, one time Krishna took them to Golok. They prayed so many beautiful prayers. He said, what do you want? We want to see where you live. So he went all the way past the Vaikuntha, above the Vaikuntha. He went up, took them there to the Golok. And they saw how these gopis were worshipping Krishna in the Golok. They said, we want to be followers of these gopis. So they also came, Sruti Chari gopis. So many different classes, like so many different types of gopis. Some of the wiser demigods, they also became gopis. Like there's so many. So it was a big mix. So Radharani was a little upset because she was associating so many different classes of gopis. So she ran away from that rasa dance, disappeared. We know about Krishna disappearing, but also Radharani also disappeared. So here, only the most exclusively, those who were in that exclusive Radha Dasya, the exclusive servants, no other thought of anyone else other than Srimati Radharani, they can come here in this Radha. This is the most topmost place of all existence. And it's so beautiful, it's completely filled with, of course we don't see by our material eyes, but the acharyas, they have given so many beautiful descriptions. It's filled with so many different types of lotus flowers. One side blue lotus flower, one side yellow lotus flower, the other side pink lotus flower. So many different types of lotus flowers are growing there. The parrots are singing, just like here we're hearing the parrots sing. Then there's one bird called kokila. It makes sound like this. Prabhupada has translated it as cuckoo, but cuckoo, I've seen in Nepal, there's one bird just near our temple. You know, he makes that sound. But here is this kokila. And he makes many, he has five different songs he sings. The first one is. So all these different birds are singing, kokila is singing. This time you won't hear him, he only sings when it's hot. Now you won't hear kokila. When hot season comes, then you'll hear. Kokila is there. All of these beautiful trees are there. Beautiful flowers are there. So many beautiful things are there. Beautiful place, this Radhakund. And all around Radhakund, in all the different directions, the Sakis, they all have their separate kunjas. Just like on the north, Lalita Sakhi, she has her kunj, Lalita Nanda kunj. There, it is decorated with so many beautifully different colored lotus flowers. All different colored lotus flowers. Everything is different, multicolored in that kunj. Even birds and bees and flower, everything is multicolored. And then, that is north. Then on the northeast, Vishaka Ananda kunj is there. Vishaka has her kunj. That is made of all different types of flowers. Same thing, multicolored. One is made with multi-lotuses. This is all different types of flowers. And also bird and bee and flower, everything is so many different colors. Even birds and bees, different colors. Then on the eastern side, then Chitraleka has her kunj. Just now I can't remember exactly Chitraleka's kunj, what color. But Chitraleka's kunj is on east side. Then southeast is Induleka. Indu means moon. So Induleka's kunj is completely white. There everything is white. Even the bees, usually bee is this bumblebee especially, he's black. But there white bee is there, white parrot is there, white flowers. Everything is totally white in this Induleka kunj. Then on the south, that's southeast, then we come to the south side. This is the south side. That's north, northeast. East is this side. Then southeast, Indralika. Then on the very east side, excuse me, south side, this is Champakalata. Now Champakalata's Kunj is very interesting because it's yellow. Everything is yellow color. All the birds are yellow color, bee is yellow color, flower yellow color, everything is yellow color. In fact, if Radharani will sit in that Kunj, you can't see her. You only see Krishna sitting there. You can't see Radharani. She disappears. Everything is golden in that Kunj. So when she comes, beautiful golden chair, everything gold. So if any passerby will look, he'll only see Krishna sitting alone. He cannot see Radharani. So south, then southwest, Rangadevi's got her Kunj. I may get them mixed up. But I think Rangadevi's Kunj is green. Everything there is emerald green color. All the birds are green, bees are green, flowers are green. Everything is totally green in her Kunj. Then on the west side is Tungavidya's Kunj. Now Tungavidya's Kunj is blue. Everything there is blue. Bird is blue, flower is blue, bee is blue, everything blue, everything, all blue decoration, everything is blue. Huh? So one time they told Jatila, just see, your daughter-in-law is there in the Kunj with that rascal Sri Krishna. Huh? And she went there and she saw that Radharani is sitting there all alone by herself. Because it's blue, Krishna, he disappeared in that Kunj. You can't see Krishna, you can only see Radharani is sitting. So she saw her daughter-in-law very chastely is sitting by herself, doing some type of puja for the benefit of her husband. So she thought, well, this is very sweet. She gave her blessings to Radharani like that, and she went on her way. She cannot see. So then northwest, this is Sudevi's Kunj. This one is reddish, Aruni. Arun, you know, just like we're singing every morning. Udilo Aruna. Aruna means this reddish color. Just when sun is about to come, you see in the eastern. Udilo Aruna Purabha Bhagi. Pura means east. Purabha Bhagi, that eastern side. Huh? Udilo Aruna Purabha Bhagi. When that eastern side becomes reddish, so that reddish color is this. Everything in that Kunj is reddish. Even when they make the sweets and all these different kunds, it is either yellow sweet or white sweet or red sweet or blue sweet or green sweet. Huh? Everything completely reddish in her Aruni Kunj. Now right in the middle, this we can't see, but right in the very center, there's a beautiful little arched bridge going out into the center of Radhakund. And there Anangamanjari has her beautiful little canopied Kunj right in the very middle of this Radhakund. Right in the middle of Radhakund. And there they can enjoy so many wonderful pastimes right in the middle. This is the Radhakund that we're unable to see by our contaminated vision. And in that Radhakund, this is the second yoga pit. Yoga pit means that is very special. Many meeting places are there, but in these meeting places, then only this Madhurya Rasa is present. And all the sakis and millions of manjaris manifest there to serve Radha and Krishna in so many ways. And Brinda and Bira and Mitra, so many gopis are there on all the sides, standing guard on all the gateways. Like this is yoga pit. So this is the noonday, midday yoga pit. Radha and Krishna come there in the midday. Enjoy water, so many pastimes. Sometimes water pastimes. Sometimes they're having water fights. Yeah. Just like we see, as soon as our ISKCON devotees, as soon as they get in water, they have to have water fight. This is because this is going on. This is transcendental pastime. So Radha and Krishna, they're having water fight in that Radhakund. So Radharani, she's splashing, you know, ping, and she's got her bangles, you know. So just like, you know, thunder and lightning is coming, ching, ching, ching. She's just splashing at Krishna like this, and Krishna is going back and back like that. Ching, with her bangles. Ching, ching, ching. This beautiful sound is coming. So then Krishna immediately, he starts fighting back. Pow, pow. But he's splashing right into the beautiful lotus eyes of Srimati Radhika. He's cheating. Huh? right into Radharani's eyes, so she's stopping like that. She has to cover her face, you know, he's just... So in this way, Krishna, he was just charging on Radharani and splashing right into her beautiful lotus petal eyes. She had to close her eyes, she had to cover herself, and she had to stop. So Krishna, he won. But nobody was chanting the jai of Krishna's victory. In fact, just like described, just like when Bhishmadev passed away, how it says like the birds became silent like end of day. So just like when Bhishmadev passed away and everyone became silent like that, whole every living entity of Radhakund became silent. They're very unhappy that Krishna has won this contest in a cheating way. Everyone, no one is chanting Krishna's jai. So the prize was whoever won, he could give big embrace to the loser. So now Krishna, he wants to take his prize, but Radharani, he cannot see her anywhere. He's looking all around. She ducked under the water and she disappeared. But suddenly Krishna, he looks, he sees in amongst all the golden lotus flowers, all the bumblebees have left, all of the lotuses. Generally the bumblebees, they like to play around the lotus. They're after this makarand, this honey from the lotus flower. They're very much anxious for this. But they have all left because Radharani's breath is so sweet. Yeah. Just like we always see on TV, a commercial, you know, you have bad, you know, some bad thing is coming, everyone's... You know. This is our gross material body, but Radharani's breath is so sweet that bees, they have given up the lotus flower. But they never leave, they don't even leave. When lotus flower, nighttime, he closes. But bumblebee, he's so intoxicated by that honey, he just stays there, and then he gets stuck inside. Here inside lotus flower. Yeah. But they have given up. But they can't even give up. Even at the risk of their life, they can't give up. They have given that up. They have gone to the lotus face of Srimati Radhika. He sees all bumblebees have gone that one place. Then he saw Radharani is there. So Krishna immediately jumped under the water. He came up in front of Srimati Radharani and gave her a big embrace. And then he slipped out of her embrace and went under the water. Then she can't see Krishna anywhere. And she's looking and she's looking, where is this Krishna has gone? And suddenly she sees all the monkeys in the trees, they're all they're all pointing, you know, because he's where are they pointing? There's a whole bunch of blue lotus flowers like that. So all the monkeys are there in the trees, you know. They see if one other rascal is there. Huh? He's just rascaling monkeys. All monkeys, they're all chattering in the trees and making some funny face. And then she saw he's hiding in the blue lotus flowers, you know, like that. So on one side of Radhakund, on the southern side, there used to be one very amazing tree. Unfortunately, a couple of summers ago, there was a huge dust storm. Somehow it was the same day that they assassinated this Rajiv Gandhi. That same day, huge storm came through Vrindavan, Radhakund, everywhere. And that tree fell over. So it's no longer, only a little piece of the stump is there. And what they did with it, I don't know. But this tree was completely, you saw, it was a huge tree like this, but it was completely twisted and twisted and twisted. Because especially the springtime, there's different... Generally that Julan Yatra goes on during the rainy season, but in springtime, this Julan pastime takes place on the banks of Radhakund. In different places. Specific places actually on the eastern side. You can see still there's three red stones there. You'll never guess that that's a Jula, that some king has put these three stones there. If you go there, right where your cars park, when you come to Radhakund, your car, there's three stones like this. That's actually a Jula. If you hang some strings from there, then you can hang your swing there. Because it used to be old tree there. Still there's some trees there to mark that place. But this particular tree was way over on the southern side. You have to go, now they built Dharmshala all around it, and very difficult to see. But what happened in this tree was Krishna told Radharani that let us enjoy swinging. And she said, no. Whenever you swing, then you swing so high You make the swing go so up to the sky and up to the sky, and I become frightened. I'm not going to swing with you. So then Krishna said, all right, then I will sit on the swing, and you will, because it was swing like this, this type of swing, where they're facing each other, just like you see we have on the, I guess on Ferris wheel, huh? We have like, all swing like that, sitting on either side, no? So it is like that. So Krishna said, I will sit on one side, you will sit on the other side, and all Sakis and Manjaris, they will swing us. So Radharanji thought, all right, this is all right. So she sat down on one side, Krishna sat down on another side. And Sakis, they were swinging very sweetly like this. But this Krishna, he began to stick his foot like this, and then like that. And you know, when you're swinging, you know what happens when you do like this. So he was doing like this and like that and like this and like that. And suddenly swing was going up to the air and up to the sky and up to the sky. And then Radharani, she screamed, she jumped to the other side, right into Krishna's arms, and Krishna just swang that swing and it went wing, wing. Just spun around like that and twisted the whole tree. If you would have seen, it was all completely twisted and twisted and twisted. So we're almost out of time, but there's one other very interesting place in this Radha Kund. If you know where the Kunjabihari Gaudiya Math established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, if you know that place, then just down the alley beside it, it's a little off the Prikama path, but just down the alley beside it, you can, if you ask around, you'll come to one Malyahari Kunj. This is a very important place, because we know in the modern age, this Raghunath Das Goswami, he was staying in Radhakund. There's also many pastimes connected with him. So, in that Malyahari Kunj, he's written a whole book. It starts from that place. The gopis were all sitting there in Malyahari Kunj and they were stringing pearls. And Krishna came and he said, oh, please give me some pearls for my cows. And the gopis said, these pearls are meant to decorate the great princesses of Braj, not for giving to cows. Huh? He said, just give me a small broken one. He said, we don't have one here that's, you know, we can't give you any pearls for your cows, like that. So then Krishna said, all right, I'll show you. And then he went off, and he begged his mother Yasoda for some pearls. And mother Yasoda said, Lala, what are you going to do with pearls? Oh, Maya, I'm going to sow them in the ground, in the agricultural field that Baba just plowed. Are, Lala, pearls don't grow in the ground. They come from the sea, from the oyster. There's no mom, I know this is Maya, this is Braj. Anything can happen in this Braj. I know if I put them in Braj dust, they'll grow. All right, Lala, you take some pearls. So Krishna, he made a little pearl field. He planted his pearls. Then he begged the gopis for some butter and milk to water. And the gopis, they told, you foolish boy, we're not going to waste our butter and milk on your foolish pearl field. He went to his mother. She also thought he was foolish, but anyway, Mother Yasoda, she's got a soft heart. All right, you take some milk and pour it on your pearl field. This way, finally, so many pearl creepers began to grow. So many beautiful flowers, and the flowers were falling. A little bead was there, and just growing. And so many pastel-colored pearls came. Great big ones, pink ones, white ones, green ones. All pastel-colored pearls began to come. And Krishna had so many pearls. So then the gopis, they got envious, and they took all the pearls out of their house, and on the advice of Nandi Mukhi, they plowed up a field and they planted all their pearls. They said, well, Krishna watered his with milk, we're going to water ours with ghee and butter. So they watered theirs with ghee and butter, and only sticker trees came. So then huge leela goes on. There's still argument is going on over the price of these pearls there. If you go there, they all came. Radharani, she won't come. She's hiding behind the tree. But so Krishna's telling, all right, whoever doesn't come personally to take pearls, she has to pay four times the price. Yeah, but first you have to settle the price. So they said, well, anyway. Krishna says, you tell what you think is the price. And they go back on and on and on and on and on. It's still argument is going on there. This all started from this Malyahari Krishna. So anyway, so as soon as Mahaprabhu heard this was Aristogram, then he began to ask, because he knew all these wonderful pastimes took place there. Yes, where is this Radhakund and Shyamakund? No one could tell. So being the self-same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brajendananda and Shyam Sundar, Brajendananda and Ahoy Sachi Sutta Hoylo Jai. That same Brajendananda and Shyam Sundar has come as Sachi's son. There was two rice paddy fields there. One is called Kali. Kali means? Black, huh? Sham. And Gori. Gori means light or golden. So you can understand these two paddy fields were none other than Radhakund and Shyamakund. So whatever water was there, he began to take that water and bathe. And that Radhakund, and he offered so many beautiful prayers. Kundara mahima yena ra 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 mahima amadurima. Kundara mahima yena ra 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 mahima. The sweetness of this kund is just as sweet as the sweetness of Srimati Radhika. And Mahima, the glories of this kund is just as sweet as the glories of Srimati Radharani. Sabagopi haite Radha Krishna priyase taite Radha kunda priya priya rasarasi. Sabagopi haite, of all the gopis, Radha Krishna priyasi. Radha is very dear to Krishna. Krishna priyasi. Taite Radha kunda priya priya rasarasi. In the same way, taite. Radha-kunda priya priya rasa. That kund, known as Radha-kund, is just as dear to Sri Krishna as Radharani. From Padmapurana, he sang one verse. Yata radha priya vishnu tasya kundam priyam tata sarva gopishu saivaika vishnu ratyanta balava. Yata radha priya vishnu, just as radha, yata radha priya vishnu is very dear to Vishnu, Supreme Personality Godhead, Krishna, ita radha priya vishnus, tasya kundam priyam tata, in the same way, tasya kundam priyam tata, in the very same way, that kund is just as dear to Krishna. Ita radha priya vishnus, tasya kundam priyam tata, sarva gopi su saivaika, of all the gopis, sarva, we know sarva, huh? Sarva gopi su saivaik, huh? There's one. Vishnur atyanta balava atyant. This is very, very extreme. This is a superlative. You know, some adjectives are comparative, then when you get to the, like, better. But when you get to the best, that is superlative. So this is a superlative adjective. Atyant balava. Balava we know means very beloved. But not just very beloved, but atyanta balava. Very, very beloved. Yata. Vishnu Rantyanta Balava Se Kunde Nitya Krishna Radhikara Sange Jala Jala Keli Kori Thire Rasarange E Kunde Nitya Krishna Radhikara Sange E Kunde, in this kund, Radhikara Sange, in the Sangha of Radharani, Radhikara Sange Jala Jale Jale Jala Keli Kori Jale, in the water, Jala Keli, they're doing water pastimes, Jala Keli. Or Tire, just like we know, we're singing every day, Jamuna Tira. Tira means the bank. Because after, that's the end of this Aristasura pastime, then they did Ras Lila on the banks. Tire Rasa Rangi. They did Ras Lila on the banks of this Radhakund. E kunde se ek bara kore snana, tanarada sama prema, Krishna kore dana. E kunde se ek bara kore snana. If somebody, ek bar, one time, kore snana. If somebody one time does his snan, snan means bath. E kunde se ek bara kore snana. Somebody one time makes snan. Tanra, then what happens? Radha sama prema Krishna kore dana. We heard this word before, sama. It's like in Bhagavad Gita, samoham sarvabhuti. Krishna is equal to everyone. Sama means equal. Radha sama prema, that prema equal to Srimati Radharani, then Krishna, he gives dan. Dan, you know, charity. So somebody one time takes his bath, then Krishna, he gives Radha sama prema in charity to that person. So that is the glories of this Sri Radhakund. So now I think our time is finished. If there's any question. Yes. Well, all three of them. All three, Chandra Valley doesn't come in any of them, so. The different gopis kunjas is in Govinda Lilamrita. Because there's verse, because I haven't memorized that verse. All these songs you can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are the prayers that Mahaprabhu offered when he bathed in Radhakund. And there's one very long one, because that's very long, I haven't memorized that one. But that one's from Govinda Lilamrita. When I looked it up, then I saw two or three verses after that comes this description. If you have the eyes to see them. I don't see them. Practically nowadays all we can see is that Lalita Kund is manifest to our material eyes. As much as we can see by these Prakrit eyes. Real one will only by Prabhupada's grace someday we'll see.